My mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please. It is very good to be here with you this morning. I wasn't expecting to be here today leading worship and preaching. That was until Jonathan called me late on Friday. Then I guess Jenny and Jonathan were thinking they'd be here to preach and preside and to lead the annual meeting. I mean, of course, they've been expecting for the last 9 months. They've been expecting. Still, they were expecting to be here. As I began yesterday morning to look at the texts I would be preaching from, I found, by the grace of God, some moments of what I hoped was inspiration for a homily today. Later, I called Angel and asked her to send me a copy of the bulletin. You might already be guessing where I'm going with this. I was expecting to use the readings from the Sunday after the Epiphany. I was surprised. My expectations were stunned when I found the readings today to be from the Feast of the Epiphany, which many congregations actually can celebrate and do celebrate today, as it was just yesterday on the church calendar that it was January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany. So, this morning's homily will be briefer than usual. Maybe actually meeting your expectations. Maybe. I think it will not be a surprise to you when I say that the focus of this time I have with you now will be about expectations. In our first lesson this morning from the prophecies of Isaiah, in the later chapters, we have this incredible passage that begins, "Arise, your light has come. Arise and shine, your light has come." If you were to read the texts prior to this passage, you would be surprised. Because those texts in 59, 58, speak a little differently. They have a different tone to them. This was around the time of the return of the Jews from captivity, from their long-term captivity. They had come back to Jerusalem, to their land. And I think their expectations were high that it would be a wonderful place to return to, that everything would be as it was, and that life could go on again, as they'd been told from ancestor after ancestor of the joys and beauty of Jerusalem. And they got back, and it was devastation. It was far below their expectation. And yet we have this passage that begins this chapter that changes the tone of everything and says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come." Everything is different. It may look old, but it's all being made new. It's hard to see. It's hard to see when your expectations are otherwise. Recently, My wife and I have been doing some holiday binging on Netflix. We decided to watch the Netflix series, The Crown. I don't know if any of you have seen it or heard of it. It is the story of Elizabeth II, our current queen, her rise to the throne, her ascension, and all of the things that she has to grow into. It's all about expectations, in my mind, if you watch the series, because she has expectations of what it will be to be the queen, and the royal court has expectations of what she will really be, being the queen. And so the angst and the drama and the stress of this series is all around the various expectations and how they work themselves out. And when you hold on to an expectation in the light of something that is new and revealing and different, it can be very different. Think about the time, maybe when you were younger, when I was younger, I went away to college, came home for Thanksgiving. I know what my parents' expectations of me were when I came home. It was pretty different to what they got. So expectations are at the root of this gospel today also. We have the expectation of Herod. Herod, he's a crown man. He has a way of doing things and expectations of what he knows is his life and his rule. And so when he's visited by these wise men, he is undone by the possibility that there may be another king. And so in his wiliest ways, he convinces them to tell him about them, the king that they find after they go and leave him. It's these characters who are down below me here on the floor, the wise men. Sometimes we refer to them as kings. We have that beautiful hymn, "We Three Kings of Orient Are." But I like to think of them as wise persons. Wise persons because they have understood that expectations can get in the way of seeing what you do and feel and being born in our midst. You know, we talk about them going and finding Mary and in the gospel very briefly that they spend time there and offer gifts. But if they had expectations of what the crown was to be, do you think they would have stopped at a barn with animals and a poor couple and a screaming baby? I don't think so. So the wisdom and the ability to see that which is before you is the call of this Epiphany season. I hope that in our time together over these next few weeks, on the times that I preach, that I can help us live deeper into moving beyond our expectations into what we might see. And I pray that you and I will ask for the grace to move beyond our expectations, to be able to see with new eyes the shimmering light of Emmanuel, God with us, in our midst, within our reach, at this table right here, in the bread and in the wine, shimmering in the hearts of every one of you gathered here today. God with us. Beyond our expectations. Way beyond. And for that, I say, thanks be to God.